Hey everybody, it's me, Gary Vaynerchuk, and this is Overrated, Underrated, in the Air Edition.
Overrated or underrated, what does Gary think?
Pharrell.
Pharrell? Especially right this second, insanely underrated. What A-list celebrities have is they have ebbs and flows. They're unlike people that have come up in the internet where they're almost like constantly always on. The framework of people in the public eye in the past was come on, come off, come on, come off. Right now, I think Pharrell's creative genius is so legit, but my intuition, hence why I like doing this show, is that this second, not enough people actually realize to what level. So I'm gonna go not only underrated, I'm gonna give a unique, extremely underrated.
Puerto Rico.
So we're flying from Puerto Rico right now, which is why I assume you're asking. I'm gonna go with properly rated. Here's why. I think it's underrated for the masses, because people are still thinking like, that, you know, the hurricanes, and is it okay? Like, you know, that's the mass thing. And I think it's overrated by the elite, wealthy, coastal kid that are all my friends, and I love them, but they're like, it's the mess, no taxes. But then like every day they're like, okay, I have to be on the island for another 84 days and they can't wait to go to mainland. And I think the ideology's awesome, but there's been billionaires and wealthy people for a long time. And there's a reason that even though they want to move to places with tax havens, they don't. Zoom, the internet has changed some things. Private aviation, affordability in the scheme of that wealth has changed some things. But I still think for that group, it's overrated. I want to see where they're living in 36 months.
The Moonbirds.
Moonbirds is underrated. One of the most successful, most profound successes in the NFT space in the first year. However, underrated because it's being driven by Kevin Rose, the actual poster child for Web2 because of dig.com. What I'm referring to is on actual poster child. Go right now and type in Kevin Rose cover. You'll see him on the cover of, I think, Business 2.0. Or Business Week. Anyway, nonetheless, he knows what he's doing. Reminds me of me with consumer intuition, but he's maybe I'm a little bit more marketing and more intuition, but he's definitely 85% of that. And that other 15%, he's more technically strong than I am. He's got more CTO tech. I expect a lot of innovation from Moonbirds. I think Moonbirds very expensive right now, starting to settle in, but I think long-term, that's one of the few projects I would bet on. That's a tricky one. I think Kardashians will be a rare, overrated, underrated, and properly rated. Such a vast ecosystem. What a powerhouse, lady crew. Kris Jenner is, you know, one of the strongest contemporary business strategists of the last decade. There's so much that comes along with the rise of the Kardashians. It's changed popular culture's perception of beauty. There's good and bad when things come along with physical appearance. The business, the work ethic is through the roof. The bond is real, which I, you know, as somebody who adores their sister and brother, that matters a lot to me and I like. I genuinely think this is a fun one to answer. I think it's all of the above. I think out of everything we've done in this show, I think many, many, many people overrate them. Many, many more, in my opinion, underrate them. And I think right now, finally, enough people properly rate them and understand the supernova that it is, the pros, the cons, and the indifferences that come along with anything with that level of awareness.
Nike.
That's a good question. Nike. Nike's been very interesting for me the last couple of years because of several things. One, I'm obsessed, may rest in peace, the iconic genius that Virgil Abloh is. The Off-White collaboration completely changed the momentum of Yeezy in taking market share on under 25-year-old cool. I'm also fascinated because huge shout out to Bored Ape Yacht Club and Yuga Labs. So impressed with that execution in NFT land. And I think about Bored Ape a lot. I'm like, man, is Crocs, which is actually ironically back now, dominant 20 years ago, 3-4 year run, disappeared off the face of the earth, and now back. Is it gonna be Supreme? Is it gonna be Bape? Is it gonna be Nike? Is it gonna be Ocean Pacific? But Nike, out of all the brands, has stayed unbelievably consistent for the last 30 years, 25 years. That is profound. And for that reason, I'm gonna go with underrated.
Beet Juice.
I think Beet Juice is underrated by the 80% and overrated by the 20%. Elon's acquisition of Twitter is going to be just a hair slightly overrated. Meaning everyone gets excited and going crazy. What's gonna happen? And everyone's kind of like gossipy DNA kicks in moments like this. I think Elon's gonna go and put in a team to execute. I think Twitter is gonna innovate more in the next 24 months than it has in the last 7 years. What that means, predictions. Twitter could become a monster player in OTT. You know, because I would, what I'm good at is like, what would I do? And I think I'm good, and I think Elon is great. And so, I think I'm great too. So, OTT, subscription, you know, editing, little things like an editing button would come in nice and handy. You know, I think multimedia, the OTT one's the big thing in the back of the pocket. You have that much attention, you could be subscription. Twitter could be a major player in music, not just TikTok and Spotify, if it wanted to. Animation, NFT land, I think you'll see a lot of innovation. Of course, the headlines will be like, does Trump get unbanned, or freedom is banned? Like, there'll be all that emotion, but I think it'll settle in, and it will be about business execution.
Cruise ships
are underrated. I think that I'm a huge fan of micro environments for moments in time. I'm obsessed with college life. I hate college debt and you get out and you're in big trouble. That's been well documented. But I'm in love with college first 3 month ecosystem. It is fascinating to me how many people in the world have best friends completely predicated on 6 weeks from August to October when they're 18. Those are formative, you know, you're out of your parents' house. Like, it's a microculture. Coachella for a weekend. Those 4 days, a microculture. A 5 day bachelorette party. It's a microculture. When you're stuck in something for a little while and it forms a community. Cruise ships are so fucking in the middle of nowhere that that ship becomes a family for a week. You meet somebody the first day, like in the dining hall, and you just become homies. There's something about cruise ships that creates micro communities, micro cultures for a quick period of time that I think is profound, and I like it. Underrated.
The word profound
right now is underrated by 7.9 billion people and grossly overrated by one. The joke there that everyone's enjoying right now is, boy, do I get excited about a word and I lock in. Somewhere between 2 and 9 months, usually, if you're paying attention, the possums are for sale.
Meebits.
Well, Meebits went crazy yesterday because one of the co-founders of Yuga Labs said that he finally took a vacation because it's gone hard for a year building Bored Ape, and they, kudos, I'm so happy for those fuckers. But he said on vacation he couldn't stop but thinking about the utility for Meebits. I'm super pumped because I have a shitload of them. I've been a fan of Meebits from day one. I believe it's a real project. I think it's got a potential to be underrated. They're very expensive. It's hard to say something like that is underrated in such a high volatility market. But if I was to talk about list 25 IPs that can actually be playing in NFT land in a meaningful way in 5 years, Meebits would be on that list every day of the week.
Reebok.
I think Reebok is underrated. It's under new management. I'm very close in watching it. So I'm aware of this. But I've been surprised as I've been like kind of watching under new management. You know, somebody buys it and I like the people that bought it, so I'm watching it. I'm like, go, 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 I'm rooting for you. What that does to my brain, what I do for a living, is I start paying attention more. I'm like, man, a lot more people like to kick the classic box than I realized. And that's before this new team does all the smart shit. Underrated.
Coachella
is something I've used as a proxy to talk about the thing I most fear in the world, which is people being insecure and unhappy and thinking money will make them happy because they need money to do things and buy things to make them happy, which is not a sustainable play. You feel great for a weekend and then it's Tuesday after Coachella. Coachella is underrated as a business execution and as a brand. Talk about the profound execution. It has become an iconic weekend, 2 weekends, for youth culture. And that is profound. It is overrated for the tens of thousands of people that use it as a outlet of escapism for deep unhappiness. It is underrated for people that use it as an outlet for escapism who are happy. And it's an opportunity to just reset their energy. And so this all goes back to the same game, which is the luxuries in life are incredibly binary. They are either incredibly dangerous. On the flip side, all the great luxuries in the world for the people that are content and happy and feel great are incredible reset escapisms, re-energizing moments that allow them to go and execute on their enjoyment the other 297 days a year. Very interesting to think about. Stunningly underrated, especially by millennials and boomers. Those two really especially love to fuck with Gen Z. I think Gen X, and like we're kind of like more neutral, just because the way we ended up in age, boomers who gave birth to these fuckers are like shitting on them, even though they created all the things they shit on. They're so entitled. You entitled them. You know, eighth place trophies are not gonna make people hungry to fucking win. You know, paying for your kids Uber is not gonna make them work hard. And then millennials are like just like pissed because like, wait a minute, we're not the kids anymore? I don't like this. So I'm empathetic to that group. Gen Z is incredibly creative. Wildly awake, and not woke, awake, meaning they know their options. Everyone's like, they're entitled. No, they're not. They wanna make $57,000 a year being a creator, right? Like, they're so entitled. They don't wanna work at fucking Walmart. They'd rather garage sale and flip and make twice as much money. They're lazy, they're too ideological. No, they don't wanna work in the accounting firm and getting an accounting job because your family is three generation accountants. They don't like accounting. They like music. And so they're gonna go to LA and live for 7 years and try to ground it out. And then they're gonna be 29 and be like, okay, I suck at music. Now what? They can do accounting when they're 47. Fuck. Gen Z's got it. They need to stop talking shit about every other generation. Gen Z talks so much shit about every other generation and then cry about generations talking shit about them. Hypocrite, Gen Z. That's our show.
I got two.
Oh, you got two? Yeah. Oh, the show's not over, everyone. Dustin's got two. I love it.
Robert Pattinson
and
Batman.
That one's tricky for me because I have absolutely no knowledge on Batman since the first three or four that happened in the 80s and 90s. 89 Batman, Michael Keaton, was like profound for our generation because mainstream America and kids didn't like completely lose their mind for Superman. 89 Batman, every single 6 to 16 year old male saw Batman 89 in the theater. And it completely changed the game. I know there's so much emotion about like Ben Affleck and Robert, like and Val Kilmer. Like there's all the emotion of the Batmans. I'm just so not knowledgeable. I'm gonna have to pass.
Air fryers.
I think air fryers are really underrated. I think they really help people that can't cook. And so for that, underrated. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, hit some likes, and most importantly, leave comments. I read that shit. It's how I make this stuff better. That's been the show. We'll see you next time on Overrated, Underrated. Honeydew is crazy underrated.
You think so? Please add that to the list.
We're gonna do Overrated, Underrated right now.